Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We're talking about this part of the hour. We're talking about online security for financial transactions. And we have Dr. Tim Craney on the show with us. He is the CEO of Panoptic security company, and he's here to talk to us about this whole industry and what you and I need to know in our small businesses if we're going to be successful doing online transactions, which more and more of us are and continue to and will continue to be doing in the future. Tim Craney, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. And in case you didn't notice, folks, Tim is hails from Australia. And Tim, talk to us a little bit about this industry. Now, it basically, from an online standpoint, it's really only been around for, what, about 12 years or so?
Even much less than that, actually, Jim. So if you go back more than 5 years or so, Visa had their own security program, MasterCard had their security program, etc. And they were all very, very similar because they were dealing with the same sorts of issues. But the poor merchant was getting hit with three or four or five different sets of paperwork. And what PCI is, it's not really something new. What it is, it's a coordinating of the various standards. So it's the one standard that addresses Visa and MasterCard and Discover and all of those guys at once.
American Express and all that. And so PCI, Payment Card Industry, is what PCI stands for, but it's the acronym for a standard of security for to protect the privacy, the information and the transaction itself between a customer and an online business.
That's right. And just one quick extension there.
Right.
Online business is a huge part of PCI, but PCI literally applies to every merchant, no matter how small, who accepts credit cards or debit cards that are branded by the payment brands.
Right.
So even if you just do brick and mortar with a knuckle buster, PCI still applies to you.
Yeah. So even if you're, you know, you're the most rudimentary out there, you've got one of those, as you say, those knuckle busters that you rake the machine back and forth over the card, and then you call up on the phone, you call the number in, that kind of thing. I mean, it even applies to that, right?
Absolutely. The good news is that if you've got that sort of setup, then PCI turns out to be simpler for you, but it doesn't mean that you avoid it altogether.
Right, exactly. So regardless of who you are, if you accept any credit cards, what about it only applies to credit cards though, not to the Check 21 clearing business, right?
Correct.
That's a different thing. This is strictly
cards if they're branded by the payment brands, but
it does include debit cards or does not?
It does.
It does. Anything to do with plastic, I guess we could say.
Essentially, yes. If you had some incredibly obscure branded debit card that wasn't any of the main brands and you only accepted that, you might get away with it. But for 99.9% of merchants, it's if you have plastic, if you touch plastic, if you accept plastic, PCI applies to you.
Okay, so tell us, when you say it applies to us, what does that mean?
Okay, so what it means is, so PCI is just a large set of fairly complicated and broad-ranging security requirements, and all merchants are expected to actually be in compliance with those standards today. So PCI says to the merchant, you must do this when you're storing data, you must not do that, you must have the right sort of physical security, you must have the right paperwork in terms of policies and procedures, in terms of training, all of these things have to be in place for you to be compliant with PCI.
What would be an example of how a small business would be out of compliance without knowing it?
One of the main examples that we see is if merchants do not have even a modest security policy written down, and most merchants don't. But if you don't have a security policy saying what you will do to protect cardholder data, you don't allow, what things you do allow, then formally you are out of compliance with PCI today.
So you're talking, and you're talking about things that are offline too, right? You're talking about if there's a receipt that's printed out that we secure that receipt with the credit card information, that kind of thing.
Absolutely the case. Yep.
Yeah. So we're talking physical and electronic activity, right?
Yeah. It's really very broad, and one of the points that that leads to is you can't just buy a machine to make PCI go away. It's not a one-point issue where there's a silver bullet, where if I buy this box, PCI no longer applies to me. Because it's talking about the locks on your door, the training, what you do with your staff, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you've got to deal with rather than just make it go away.
Training your, for example, in a restaurant, training your wait staff so that they know how to handle, you know, how to secure a credit card, how to handle extra copies that are printed out accidentally or whatever.
Exactly right. And restaurants are quite a hot issue area.
Right. Right. I can imagine that a restaurant would know all about PCI, whereas maybe the small a small retailer, you know, that doesn't do that many transactions, might not know about it as much.
That's the case. It's because it's a fairly new standard. There's still all too many people who don't know about it or have a misunderstanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we still deal with many merchants who have never heard of it and believe themselves badly exposed because of that.
So a small business gets a merchant account with a bank, right?
Yep.
And then they get clearing capability, but that doesn't get the approval process and the clearing of the credit. That has to be done through an intermediary, right?
In most cases, as with most things in this particular industry, that there's not one single way of doing it, so it's easy to get bogged down in special cases and in weird alternatives. But generally, a merchant will actually do the transactions through a processor, and quite often they won't.
Like VeriSign, for example.
Yes, or if you think about things like Authorize.net or Heartland
right.
Payments,
okay.
People like this.
And they're the intermediary between you and your merchant, through your merchant account with your bank, and the bank is where the money gets deposited.
Correct. And just to make things more complicated, quite often these small businesses won't have a strong direct relationship with their acquiring bank.
Right.
They work typically with an ISO, independent sales organization.
Right. Yeah. Now we do. We actually have a close relationship with our bank.
Yep.
But I know a lot of people don't. And so, folks, it's not the point we're trying to make here is that just because you've gotten hooked up electronically and you're doing business, that doesn't mean that that you're done. You got a lot more requirements. We're going to get Dr. Jim Cranny to tell us a little bit more about what we've got to do and how we can find help if we need it after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You got 5 seconds to 15 minutes anywhere in between on any topic. Under the Small Business Sun, we got something you can do there. It'll help you with your business. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. We're visiting with Dr. Tim Cranny, C-R-A-N-N-Y. He's the CEO of Panoptic. Just like it sounds, Panoptic Security. We're talking about the PCI requirements, the payment card industry requirements, the standard that has been developed over. It's been an evolving thing, hasn't it, Tim? Because as I say, we've been taking credit cards online for probably almost, well, not 10 years, probably 7 or 8 years in my media company. And of course, we were doing it before that in other businesses that I've had. But in terms of an online transaction, we've been doing it for quite a while, and frankly, I think most small business owners don't know about what you're talking about.
But that's what we see as well, Jim. This isn't a sort of a mature, stable industry that everyone knows about or even an issue that everyone knows about. It's still rapidly growing in visibility and traction.
I mean, a lot of it's common sense, right? I mean, if you're a reputable merchant, you're concerned about your own security, your own personal information security, you're going to be diligent with other people's. A lot of it's common sense, but I think that's beyond that. I don't think most of us know that there's actually a regimen, a protocol for these things.
That's right. The good thing about PCI is that at least 90% of it is common sense or the information version of good hygiene. So if you're doing the right thing, if you're being careful and considerate about your customers, then when you come across PCI, you should find that 80 or 90 or 99% of it is stuff that you're already doing or already taking care of.
Right.
So PCI
you may not be documenting it, though.
Yes. So there's some paperwork to do, but hopefully you shouldn't run across it and say, I've never thought of these things. It should be, I was doing it, and now I've got to do the paperwork about it.
Right. So is there a place we can go? How can we get help with this to make sure we're in compliance?
There's a couple of places you can do. There is actually the PCI Council is an organization that controls all of this. So you can actually go to a website called PCISecurityStandards.org.
All right.
And that is the actual PCI Council. And they have a whole bunch of...
PCISecurityStandards.org. Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
So PCI Security Standards is all one word. .org. And they have a lot of information there. But the first line of defense that a lot of merchants should think about is PCI is not set up with the council talking directly to you and chasing after you. They apply pressure to the acquiring bank who applies it to the ISO who applies it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people up the food chain who both want and need to help you with this. So the first line of defense that a lot of merchants should think about is contacting either their ISO or their acquiring bank.
The intermediary we were talking about earlier, I mentioned VeriSign, you mentioned some others.
Yep.
Ask them about if they've got a booklet or some kind of a guide. Do you think some people might think, well, I'm turning myself in? Do you think some people might think that?
Some people might think that. It's not actually true.
Okay.
It's something that applies to everyone. Whether or not you sort of made yourself visible, and I've never seen any problems caused by addressing this.
You have seen problems where people were out of compliance, remained out of compliance, and they lost their merchant benefits.
Absolutely. So I've seen merchants get fines in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Merchants get put out of business, and also merchants who had their card processing privileges revoked. So you come in one day, you swipe a card, and nothing happens.
Hmm. And these people, these intermediaries that we mentioned a minute ago, you call them ISOs in your bank, they got regulators coming down on top of them all the time. They don't need your problem.
Exactly.
They'll cut you adrift in a minute, won't they?
Exactly.
So we can go to this website, PCI Security
Standards.org.
PCISecurityStandards.org. Can we get a booklet there? Can we see rules? Is there a track to run on there to help us with this?
Yeah, there is a whole bunch of information there. Another thing to keep in mind is that what is likely to happen is the way the industry is evolving is these acquirers and these ISOs and these processors, that most of them are not trying to deal with this themselves. They're partnering with a specialist security company, someone like my company.
Right.
And so what will happen is if you contact these people, they will say, go and contact this company, or this company will contact you, and someone like Panoptic Security will hold your hand through the entire process.
So you're saying that a Main Street merchant might actually do business directly with a company like yours?
Exactly right.
But tell us how we can find you then.
Sorry?
Tell us how we can find you. How would we do that?
You can certainly go directly to our website. So we're just panopticsecurity.com.
PANOPTIC security.com. Panoptic.
Right, yes.
Okay.
But typically what will happen is we will have a partnership in place with your bank or processor. And they will help you. They will tell you where to go and what to do.
Right.
Just to get the ball rolling.
Right.
And then someone like Panoptic will... So we are a specialist company whose purpose in life is to hold the hand of the merchant, tell them where to step, where not to step.
And to get us in compliance so we don't get into a bind and get any of those $10,000 fines or be put out of business. And that's give us that other website, that helpful website you mentioned a minute ago. PCISecurityStandards.org?
That's right,
yeah. Is that right? PCISecurityStandards.org. Tim, will you come back another day?
I'd be delighted to.
Bring us the news when you do next time again, just like this time. Thanks for being here. Dr. Tim Cranny, ladies and gentlemen, quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.